The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Hey, Gino, you want to talk about a different way of voting using blockchain? What's the story there? Why do you think that'd be superior to anything else going on? Let's hear it.
First of all, I don't know anything I'm talking about. So I'm throwing out an idea that's crossed my mind. What if, we'll start with this. If blockchain is in fact incorruptible, how about this? You get issued a voter ID number. Mm-hmm. You go online, you claim your number. If there's a dispute between you and if there's more than one person complaining, then that shows up as a dispute that gets to be resolved. You claim your number. When you claim your number, you get, shall we say, coins. And let's say each coin is attached to a ballot item. When voting day comes, you walk in, and whatever the government presents to you as a way to vote, you vote there, and then you go online and you use your coins and you vote. Now we have a people's side and a government side. They should match up. And again, if blockchain is in fact incorruptible, I spend a coin to vote for Dennis, and that counts as a vote for him. I don't spend the coin. I didn't vote for him. And at the end, we tally up and see who got the most coins, and that's the winner. And the people's side should match the public side as well.
Huh. Okay. That sounds good. I'm no expert on blockchain. I know I've talked with Mark Hutto and others about various things involving this. But aren't we once again overthinking it? And I'm just saying that, you know, this whole idea that there has to be an electronic device in some form for us to be able to tally local precincts, add them up on a statewide basis.
Forgive me for interrupting you, Bill.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I had Bob Schultz from We the People for Constitutional Government.
Yeah, I remember Bob.
I did a presentation with him here at SOU. We filled the whole hall up, and he was talking about let the government do what it does. They want to play with electronic voting and machines and all that. What he wants to do is have a people's house across from, you know, the people own the house, across from the government house, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And our tally should match their tally as a way to cross-check the two. So let them do what they do, and then if we pull it over on our side and we have a way to effectively count what's being voted without violating privacy, again, I think blockchain might be the answer. Again, as I started the conversation, I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that if it in fact is incorruptible and my registration to vote produces a coins in my account, if you will, my voting account on this different site, what Bob Schultz kept saying is our account should match the government count. Otherwise, there's corruption. And without a cross check like that, we have no idea. We're just operating on a whim and a prayer.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting take on it. Maybe we just need to go back to analog paper ballots. So that way, if you have to steal an election, you steal it the hard way when you had to actually make up a lot of fake ballots and stuff. You know,
are you familiar with the blue thumb idea that's used in some third world countries?
Yeah, but you see, that wouldn't work for a country like the United States, you know, a purple thumb or something, because it would be thumbist. It's thumbist. What about people who don't have thumbs? And you know, that's racist because maybe some people were born without a thumb and they can't help it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having fun with you.
We should go to Ash Wednesday with a blue spot on your forehead, right?
yeah, the blue spot on my forehead that says, I voted stupid. Anyway, I'm right there with you, my friend. Thank you for the call. It's thought-provoking, if nothing else, all right? We'll check Town Hall News and some other things. And your call, 770-5633. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premium.
Expected Friday and Saturday.
16 after 8. More phones here at 770-5633, a little bit of open phone time. I have some emails of the day I want to get to, a lot of good ones coming in this morning. And not-so-grumpy Jean called, and then she hung up. I guess she had to go get some coffee or something like that. But she said something that was interesting. You know, with all the people bringing home the bacon, so to speak, in the state legislature, and then they are bragging about it, she says, okay, instead of what you brought back, you should also be asking them, what did they give up in order to get it? And I thought, Gene, that was an interesting way of looking at that. Joel's in the Iron Gate where they're taking out the dam apparently today, or at least starting taking out that dam. And you wanted to weigh in on what Gino was talking about with he was talking about blockchain and blockchain voting, you know, as a way of double checking what the government voting is supposedly saying. But what were you thinking about that? Go ahead.
Well, issue that an independent source sends out to all voters that are registered a secondary ballot, and it's collected by like FedEx or UPS or Loomis, a bonded company that accurately can calculate, you know, to be trusted.
Okay, so in other words, turn the secondary count then over to private sector bonded. Now, is the U.S. Postal Service bonded? Do you know? I don't know if they can be bonded in that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, all right. But, you know, that's an interesting way about it. In other words, have a parallel vote. A parallel vote. If you're going to do the mail-in vote fraud thing, that let's try to keep the fraud to a minimum by having a dual count. Because then you would have to fraudulently work on two systems instead of just one, right?
Exactly. And then, and if, you know, it's 100,000 votes out of line, then it should be questioned to recount the other vote.
Yeah.
Paper ballots are the only honest way to go about this whole thing, even if they're electronically, a paper ballot can be electronically scanned.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one. I'm not a fan of the paper. It is the system, though, that we're working with. So I'm not saying no, don't vote. I'm not saying don't vote because at this point, it's the only tool you have to register some aspect of your intent. But I think we kid ourselves, too, to say that everything's okay within that system. Appreciate the call there at 770-5633. This is the Bill Myers Show.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
It's May the 1st, and we'll call this Big Rumor Wednesday, because I've got the inside scoop on the coming iPhone 16. Unlike previous years, the iPhone 16 is not a minor update. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. Do not buy an iPhone right now. The new iPhone 16 is coming in September or October, and it's loaded with AI that will change the iPhone forever. Let's start with the camera. The iPhone 16 will rival virtually any Nikon or Canon camera in photo quality, effects, color saturation, contrast, and sharpness. Next, you'll be able to edit and even unsend messages to any phone, even if it's not an iPhone. And the biggest rumor of all, Apple and OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, are bringing regenerative AI to your new iPhone. And this will be the biggest game changer since the iPhone itself. Join over 500,000 people who get tech smart the easy way and the fun way with my free newsletter. You should sign up now at getkim.com. Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more money you keep. It's obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, small businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
22 after 8, we continue now. Brad Bennington here. And, of course, Brad, we got the home show this weekend. We all know about that. We've talked about that plenty here. That's going to be a lot of fun Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But you wanted to talk about the fun of repairing vehicles, kind of going back to that talk with Eric Peters earlier this morning.
Bill, I enjoy your segments with Eric Peters much. But, you know, the thing that our younger people don't know is the joy but the practical economic benefits of having a simple, economical, repairable vehicle. You know, back in the day on our construction trucks, so this is where I remind you that, you know, I signed the front of a truck or signed the front of a check in the construction industry for 35 years. So our heavy diesel trucks, what usually for is, you know, but all of our gasoline vehicles were all GM, and they had the ubiquitous Chevy 350 small block. And right. The reason that we did that is I literally had in my shop alternators, starters, water pumps, and they all fit. It didn't matter which vehicle that you had. If it had that little Chevy 350 small block in it, I mean, almost all the parts were just interchangeable. So anytime you needed something, I mean, an alternator was $45, a rotor was maybe $15, you know, spark plugs were 80 cents. I mean, and they all fit. It didn't matter what vehicle that you had, those, and they were easy. I mean, for literally $200, you could get that motor running again. And gosh, I miss that so much.
A lot of people miss that, and a lot of times you open up a hood on a more modern vehicle, and half the time you're troubleshooting the computer and the various sensors feeding the computer. And this, of course, is about emissions and compliance. You know, it's the compliance car. We're all driving compliance cars and trucks these days.
Yeah, and not only that, but because you're a tech guy, the thing that you know and the thing that you talk about with Eric is these automobiles are simply becoming computers with wheels. Mm-hmm. And all you need is you just need a troublesome bit of firmware or a troublesome bit of software or maybe a crack in a soldered connection somewhere, and you're flat out of business.
Yeah,
that car just turned into a 4,000-pound paperweight, and it's not going anywhere.
The way that vehicles are designed now is much like the way society is designed. And when I talk about that, it's complex systems. You know, complex systems.
Oh, my.
Yeah, complex systems, even the internet, you could call it a complex system. They're wonderful. When they're working, they're great. But the problem is that complex systems are inherently fragile. Many individual points of failure, you know, in it. Internet is certainly one of those, societal, you know, the way we have constructed our society. As a matter of fact, even the power grid, you know, going to the smart grid, highly complex. And I guess we're going to talk about that tomorrow with that friend of yours who has that experience in the power world, right? We're going to talk with him tomorrow.
The mysterious Mr. Z.
Mr. Z. So we had Mr. X. So Mr. Z is going to talk about the truth behind the power grid. I'm looking forward to that.
43 years of professional experience in the intricacies of our power grid.
Well, I want to do a deep dive with him, okay? What's his name, by the way? Can we give his name?
Well, I'll let him give you his name. He knows a lot of people. Right now, we're just going to call him Mr. Z.
All right, so he's not going to walk in the studio tomorrow with like a paper bag over his head, right? Just want to make sure.
No.
Okay.
No, he's not going to do that.
All right, great. Thanks, Brad. I'm looking forward to that talk on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, okay? You be well.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
All right, thank you. Let me go to line two. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome. Hello? Hi there.
Yes, hello. This is Ranger.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'm a conservative, a real conservative.
Yeah.
But I don't have the wherewithal to vet people. I don't know if a Democrat is running for an office and as being a Republican, or if it's a Republican that's so weak-kneed he can't stand in a light breeze. Mm-hmm. So who's vetting these candidates?
The voters have to vet the candidates.
The voters are supposed to.
Well, you see, remember, this is the argument coming from the Jackson County for All people because they want to go to nonpartisan elections. Because now, remember, you know, being a member of a party is not perfect either. And because we know that they're the same party that can have Noah Robinson, who's a no voter on a lot of things, and is the same as someone who is David Brock Smith, you know, on the other. And they're all part of the same thing. But at least a party affiliation can have some help, can give you some help on some of the positions. But yeah, you have to get good on doing background searches on people too. I really do, and taking a look at their background, their social media, and it can be in some situations a real problem. Okay,
I think it's impossible because you don't know if it's a Democrat that switched to Republican and pretending to be a Republican, or if it's a weak-kneed Republican that can't stand it a light breeze and.
Okay. All right. Ranger, I have an idea. Here's how you can find out if someone is a Republican, a Democrat pretending to be a Republican. Okay.
Go for it.
I talked about this yesterday in the public meeting. We had a great time there, and I'm just having fun with you. But all you have to do is that if you think we have a fake Republican in front of you, all you have to do is that if they're sitting down, it's going to be like you're hunting for bird or quail. Out and you're in the wildlife and there's the weeds, right, and the grass that the Republican is sitting down in, and you go, free health care, free health care. And if the Republican goes, boom, standing up, coo, 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 you know you've outed him or her, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Free health care. No capital punishment. By the way, I don't want to take credit for that. You know where I first read that? Probably, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. Does anybody remember the Bloom County comic strip back in the day with the Penguin, Opus, and you know whatever it was? I forget the kid, but they actually had this. There was one day that one of the characters is saying, "We're gonna go hunting for liberals," and they're going out in the farm field, and it's like, but you gotta do their call to get them to pop up. Free healthcare, free healthcare, and then. Boom, boom, you know, they would pop up out of the weeds. Then he'd hunt them like birds, I guess. All right. Hi there, line two. Good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, morning, Bill. Interesting stuff we got going on around here.
Yeah, it is. You know, who's this?
I don't think this is about Democrats or Republicans or nonpartisan. I think we've got a long time of our county commissioners creating an administrative state, not doing their job. And letting Danny Jordan run this county, whether it's him or anybody else, people have had enough of this, and it's just an issue.
People, who has had enough of this?
I think what you're seeing from the community, Bill, right?
No, specifically, who has had enough of this?
I think from these Jackson County for All groups, right, that the issue that they're pointing at just in local government with more representation of more commissioners isn't just about whether we need three or five. It's about the level of the administrative state in county government. That's all I have to say.
Okay, but you're not giving me any specifics. You're giving me blather. What's the specific? You're saying these people... Oh, you hung up. Okay. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Yeah, Ron Grants Pass.
Ron.
I, after listening to Holly and seeing what Jackson County is coming up against with their three measures, over here in Josephine County, we have a trifold brochure that will show the Jackson County people where you're going to go in the next measure attack on your freedoms. And so I suggest that the Jackson County Republicans get together with Holly and get some copies of those so they can show people the roadmap as to the next program that they're going to get in initiatives to try to take more power like they're trying to take over here with 17-116.
Okay, well, we're already facing that here, Ron. That's kind of silly to do that. We already have that. We've got the attack right now.
I know you have it, but this is the big picture. This shows a map as to what they're going to do district-wise. This has all the details of what they're doing, where you guys are going to go. So
the idea is that we're not going to go that way. You have to worry about your own battle in Josephine County because they're going for the whole damn thing right now for you. Okay.
I know. I'm well aware of that, and I'm out passing these out like crazy.
Okay.
But people don't know where you're going to go with just the three measures. They have the part of the picture, but the rest of it is hidden behind the curtain, and that's what this brochure does. It exposes where you guys are going to go if they get their way.
I've only been talking about that every day for about the last 4 months. Okay.
Both of us have.
All right. Just. Okay. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Who's this?
Hi, Bill Lucretia.
Okay. Don't make my eyes glaze over too much right now. It was a long night yesterday. It's been a long morning today. Love you, darling. You know that. Okay? Help me out.
Okay. No, I was just going to comment on how we vote. And it was something Zbigniew Brzezinski said back in the 70s in his book, The Technic. Oh, I forgot the book name now. Oh, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said we have a very large public that is very ignorant about public affairs and very susceptible to simplistic slogans by candidates who appear out of nowhere, have no track record, but mouth-appealing slogans. Now, it gets worse. He said most of us are now selecting candidates, so to speak, the spokesperson of their anxieties are, in most cases, stunningly ignorant. So not only do we vote, you know, stupidly, we also vote for people that are also stunningly ignorant. It gets bad.
Thanks for the cheeriness. I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, let's do the Diner 62 quiz on the way back. All right, 770-5633. Let's have some fun with that. 770-KMED. Today is a really interesting day in history. It has to do with a famous movie. All right. Diner 62. By the way, Diner 62 is your lunch destination. Juicy third-pound burgers, wonderful sandwiches, and so much more. All your hearty breakfast favorites, omelets, skillets, waffles. I had the Diner 62 skillet last week that was delivered on Friday. Oh, I got to tell you, that is just such deliciousness and money. And remember, Friday, clam chowder. Get a cup or a bowl to go. Just great stuff. Diner 62. And that two pork chops and eggs or 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now on the weekends at Diner 62 just south of White City. 770-5633. We'll do it next.
When concrete around your home sinks, it's never pretty, and it's usually not safe either. Terra Firma has the solution. We can inject safe, expanding foam through a hole smaller than a dime and lift existing concrete sidewalks, steps, patios, and more. Best of all, there's no mess, and you can walk or drive on the repair in just 15 minutes. So for a solution to sinking concrete at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, call Terra Firma for a safe, clean concrete repair.
To prune or not to prune? The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Someone's saying that if it's not freezing out, that you can't go trim them.
I don't want to expose that cut wood to freezing temperatures. That's when I don't prune. I'll prune an apple tree, not the big pruning of the year, unless I'm trying to dwarf the tree in the middle of the summer. What your friends are telling you is just misinformation.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD.
Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and TMT Business Services present Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners. If you are a business owner with over $1 million in annual revenue and pondering your succession plan, this is for you. Join us for an insightful evening seminar led by expert business consultants and financial planners, and discover strategies to maximize your business value, minimize taxes, and plan your next move. Join us this Thursday evening at the Ashland Springs Hotel. Reserve your spot now by calling 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. Attend the Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners presentation with Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services and Royal Stanley of Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors, and hear financial strategies for your future and the future of your business this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at the Ashland Springs Hotel. Visit opfa.com/events to register. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA, SIPC. United Planners is not affiliated with OPFA or TMTBSI. Don't miss out on securing your business's future.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
The Diner 62 Real American Quiz. We're going to have some fun with this. We got Jerry, David, Carol, and Peggy lined up here right now. Let's see if we can get a winner out of one of them, or maybe even, well, we could go to the fifth one. It's happened, but Jerry, you want to grab it first, right? Welcome.
I do.
All right, Jerry, it was today in history, May Day. In fact, it was May Day, 1941. Citizen Kane was released. By the time he started working on Citizen Kane, 24-year-old Orson Welles had already made a name for himself. He found success in Broadway and on radio. And then there was the War of the Worlds broadcast. Remember that one? Well, aware of it. Yeah, now Orson was struggling to find a subject for his first feature film when his friend, the writer Herman Mankiewicz, suggested that he base it on William Randolph Hearst, the life of him. Well, when Citizen Kane finally opened in May of 1941, the movie was so criticized by Hearst's media machine that it was a failure at the box office. Nobody cared, right? Although the reviews were favorable and it was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, Welles was booed at the Oscar ceremony, and RKO quietly buried the film, okay? Now, it was only years later when it was re-released that Citizen Kane began to get well-deserved praise. Pioneering camera and sound work, as well as its complex blend of drama, black comedy, history, biography, and even fake newsreel or mockumentary footage, okay? Now, this is the question, Jerry. Now that I've given you all that setup, a particular iconic picnic scene near the end of Citizen Kane included unique birds flying by. What kind of birds were included in the shot? Were they A, pink flamingos? Were they B, toucans? Were they C, California condors? Were they D, bald eagles? Or were they E, pterodactyls? What were the birds flying in the picnic scene at the end of Citizen Kane?
You know, I'm going to go with pink flamingos because I do not remember that.
Pink flamingos. No, Jerry, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to David here next. David is looking to get some clam chowder from D62, aren't you, right?
Can you do the setup for me again?
No, that was a long setup, okay? But what were the birds flying by in Citizen Kane released on this day in 1941? Were there, was it toucans, California condors, bald eagles, or pterodactyls? What do you say?
Just a wild, stupid guess, and I'm going to say California condors.
California condors. They taste like chicken. No, it wasn't.
Oh, well.
All right. Sorry, David. Let's go to Carol. Hello, Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carol. All right, so it wasn't California condors, not pink flamingos. The unique birds flying by the picnic scene of Citizen Kane. Toucans, bald eagles, or pterodactyls?
How about pterodactyls?
How about pterodactyls? Could it be pterodactyls?
Right.
Yeah.
You're a winner!
Here's the backstory of this, okay? During the picnic scene, Welles had to shoot against a back projection because a location shoot was too costly and time-consuming. He was out of money, right? So they used stock footage taken from King Kong, the King Kong movie, all right? And then, and so on closer inspection, the four birds that fly by are, in fact, pterodactyls. RKO told, told Orson Welles to take the pterodactyls out of the shot, but he actually liked them and decided to keep them in. So he left them in, right? I love this story. And Citizen Kane consistently ranking at the top of film critics' lists, most notably grabbing the number one spot on the poll of America's 100 greatest films. And after Citizen Kane's Welles, by the way, he had a 185 IQ, so he was no dummy, all right? He had all sorts of works, including Shakespearean adaptions to documentaries, and some of his most acclaimed films include The Stranger, The Lady from Shanghai, Chimes at Midnight. In his later years, he narrated documentaries and appeared in commercials. And didn't he do the Sell No Wine Before It's Time or something like that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay. But he left behind a bunch of unfinished films when he died at the age of 70 in 1985. So there you go. And because you said pterodactyls, you're going to Diner 62. Hang on. And we're going to get you all set up, okay? It's 8:42 at KMED KCMD. And running a little bit behind for news, but we'll do that now. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A crackdown on anti-Israel protests on college campuses is spreading. There have been arrests at Tulane in New Orleans and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Also arrests and protests cleared at Columbia University and City College in New York and at UCLA. And amid all of the turmoil, we have heard nothing from President Biden. Delegates for the General Conference of the United Methodist Church voting without debate to repeal the church's long-standing ban on LGBTQ clergy members, the vote 692-51. Continuing his current Mideast shuttle diplomacy, Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel now, where he has met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, among others. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow 95 points higher, the NASDAQ is down 49, and the S&P off 13. More details, srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul. Trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Hey, nothing wrong with saving on the wrenching like American Rentier was just talking about. The other aspect to having the car, though, is car insurance and the renewals going out. And man, if you have been checking the inflated rates going up there, anywhere from 10, 15, 20, 25% increases. A lot of this is due to inflation. A lot of this due to the increasing cost of cars and repairs and such. Maybe you're having trouble getting your home renewed, okay? Well, you need a friend in the insurance business. You got to have insurance, so you better have someone looking out for your best interest, and that would be Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance, an independent insurance agency who puts together quotes from many different companies, not just one. They don't just have one company to quote you at, but many. And they save a lot of listeners a lot of money. It's been saving me money for a lot of years here, too. And if I have a problem, I just call them up. And, Steve, live, local, boom, right here in town. It's pretty easy. Call them at 541-261-5444, 261-5444. Put them to work for you today. Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Hello, Rogue Valley. Spring is here, and with it, Knox Classical Academy's annual spring banquet. Join us on May the 4th for a Saturday evening full of wonderful food and music, an evening dedicated to the important cause of making classical Christian education available to Jackson County's youth. Come kick up your heels with us at Jacksonville's Bingham Knoll and celebrate another year of excellence at Knox Classical Academy. Get your tickets and learn more at knoxmedford.com. That's knoxmedford.com.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Randall from Advanced Air joins me right now on Open for Business. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the heating and air. Another place that's kind of your friend out there. Hey, Randall, welcome back. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
All right. What kind of a deal do you have for KMED listeners today? Go ahead and lay it on us, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. For KMED listeners, we're doing a second opinion diagnostic, residential diagnostic. If you've had another company come out, diagnose your equipment, and you're not completely satisfied with their findings, give us a call. $80 or $90, we'll do a second diagnostic, depending on where you're located.
Mm-hmm.
Second opinion diagnostic, if we can be directed to that area and quickly find the problem, we can give you maybe a more thorough examination and another opinion.
You know, it's funny that you bring this up, and KMED, KCMD listeners would be wise to do this. 772-6866 to call, because you'll have someone, some company come in, and there are a lot of good reputable ones. There are also Absolutely. All the ones that I kind of jokingly refer to as, oh, we got two guys, a pickup truck and a set of gauges company, you know? That kind of, you know what I'm getting at? That sort of thing. And, yep, it's blown. And when you're talking about having to spend $10,000, $15,000 or more on a system, that it's good to get someone else's eyes on it, too. Would that be fair? Is that kind of where you're coming from?
Yeah, absolutely. And these systems are quite complex these days. And there's a lot of electronics involved in it. And sometimes some companies have better tools. They're better equipped to do discovery. And maybe we have more experience, and we've seen these types of problems and can be directed to a more specific area of a system, and we can save you some time and money, hopefully.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are times that maybe sometimes you can get a second opinion and you just find out that there's a bad wire. I've seen things like that happen.
Yeah.
You just have one bad connection or something like that. Oh, I'm sorry, the compressor's gone, and boy, they don't make the compressor anymore. Very sorry. Have a nice day. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But you
And everybody looks at problems a little bit differently, you know, and sometimes it even depends on the person who's the technician's day. You know, you're looking at things and maybe with a clear mind or a clear vision, and sometimes you can discover things more accurately.
Yep. But just like if you're getting surgery, you'd like to get a second opinion before you do the big stuff. Do the same thing for HVAC work, too. Call Advanced Air, 772-6866. $80 or $90 for a second opinion could be a big lifesaver. Good stuff, okay?
It could be, yeah.
Good idea.
Absolutely.
All right, are we still at the time where you can get some preseason maintenance, prepping the air conditioning
for summer? Yeah, absolutely. Hey, everybody knows hot weather is coming. It's inevitable. I'm not necessarily a prophet on this. We just know that right now we're on grace. It's you know, 50, 60 degree weather here for the next couple of weeks. Hopefully we're in a trend, but 85, 90 degree weather is coming. It's good to turn over your cooling system now, try it out, make sure that you're getting some flow rather than when there's a huge demand, a huge load on your home or your office building, and then you turn it to AC and you can't satisfy, the old equipment can't satisfy that call for cooling. You know, try it now when it's not as extreme. Get your maintenance done. We're scheduling about a week to 2 weeks out on maintenances, and we can get to you before extreme weather.
You know, the challenges that we're going to be looking for, especially with more solar and wind on the grid here, Randall, is intermittent power and the possibility of brownouts rising. Is there anything you can do to maybe protect your system in such matters?
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. And like I said earlier, there's a lot of electrical components to a lot of boards, a lot of sensors to these newer systems. They're fully modulating multi-stage units, and they're costly. And putting a dedicated surge protector on your air conditioner, on your furnace, on your heat pump is a very wise move, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. A few $100 can protect, a $15,000 investment. I encourage everybody to get surge protectors. I have surge protectors on my units.
You do,
and it's a wise move, especially and not only in town, but in particular if you're out in the more rural areas where you don't have as reliable of electricity. You definitely want to do that, especially if you're replacing your system. Surge protection can be added to existing systems, but man, I personally would not make the investment into a new system without surge protection.
It's a good plan, Randall. It really is. I can, by the way, concur what happens, especially if you're in the rural lands. I have transmitter sites that I'll go and maintain. Like there's one up in Jacksonville. It's at the end of a long run. There's the rock quarry in the neighborhood and everything else.
Yep.
You ought to take a look at the surges in the voltage rate variation on those lines. It just plays havoc out there. And I'm just thinking, gosh, if my house were plugged into this.
And some of the surge protectors also have a monitor. You know, some of the higher end surge protectors, you get more into the more, they cost more money, but they can actually monitor the electricity going to the unit and stuff. And they have alerts if there's been, a spike, or a dip in the power. And so there are monitors as well.
And this also allows you to be able to tell Pacific Power, hey, we got some problems out here in the neighborhood. Yeah. Maybe there's a line issue, too. That'd be helpful.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, as far as rebates, manufacturer credits right now, it's before the big season. Anything that is worthy of talking about right now? What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. We have up to $1,000 in-house. Advanced Air has up to $1,000 in in-house rebates on Bryant crossover, residential crossover, and mini split heat pumps. Mm-hmm. So that's, and that can be stacked with the Energy Trust of Oregon's rebates and also with Bryant factory authorized rebates. So there is literally, you know, a few thousand dollars available on qualifying equipment. It's a great time to be purchasing a new system. All of those incentives are going to be falling off here with the more intense weather that's coming in July. Usually they fall off by the beginning of July.
Well, the manufacturer, the Bryant, says, well, we don't need the incentives because everyone's desperate because they're broiling after they blew out their system, right? You know, it's like anything else, supply and demand. You know, can you still get the old refrigerants before, because the EPA is putting in brand new refrigerants. You were telling me about that a while. We might touch on that. And is there a type of refrigerant you can get on a current system that will maybe have a longer life than some of the, like the old one, was that R32, I guess?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of refrigerants out there, and you know, I listened to your other callers from, you know, other industries, and it's a consistent theme. You know, the government puts out these standards, and so then there's a lot of research and development and testing that has to go on to achieve these standards. And it gets extraordinarily costly for each sector to comply with these stringent standards. And there is a multi-year step down for emissions on HVAC equipment. Right. And so every few years, it's a planned obsolescence of old refrigerants in a desire to achieve and a target to achieve a certain standard by, you know, 2030.
All right. So what could you get this year? Is it going to be a problem when they go to the brand new refrigerant next year? Or are you going to be able to service that for a while?
Yeah, we can still service it. We can still get it. But as you move to new generations of refrigerant, obviously the older generations of refrigerant get more costly. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about, you know, the new refrigerants coming out is there's always going to be a big, you know, price increase with the new models that come out.
Imagine that.
But then also you can't mix and match existing equipment with the new equipment. You can't have two different kinds of refrigerant, for example. So like on a heat pump, you can't just replace the outdoor unit and, you know, plug it back in and be like, okay, you know, that was cool. You have to replace the whole system. So FYI, if you have an aged system and you know that, hey, you know, my air conditioner is on the blink and I probably need to get this replaced in the next few years, but my furnace is relatively new and I want to keep it and, you know, whatnot. You know, you might want to be thinking about that in your planning.
Okay.
Where you can still get until the end of the year and early into next year, you can still get one of the pieces and still have a matched refrigerant versus, you know, a year from now, having to change out the whole system.
Having to blow out the entire system, even though the furnace may still be okay. You know, that kind of thing. All right.
Yeah, exactly. So, particularly with heat pumps, it's more of an issue. But,
all right.
541-772-6866.
That is the number for Advanced Air. MyAdvancedAir.com. Your friend here. And helping you to save money. Got those big discounts and the credits and everything else we were talking about. And remember, KMED, KCMD listeners, today, $80 if you call today, if you call for a second opinion residential diagnostic. Get things taken care of on that one. $80. And was it $90, depending on how far you have to go, I guess, like travel time?
Exactly. Yeah, if you're in the more outlying areas, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, before you spend the huge money, talk to Advanced Air. MyAdvancedAir.com, 772-6866. Randall, thanks for being on Open for Business. Okay?
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you also. 856.
Are you craving a tasty and satisfying lunch option? Look no further. Artisan Bakery Cafe is offering fresh salad wraps. Now you can turn any of their delicious salads, whether it's our fresh house salad, classic Caesar salad, or flavorful cranberry almond feta, into a scrumptious wrap. And that's not all. You can customize it with your choice of turkey, ham, roast beef, or chicken salad for that extra protein punch. Stop by today and enjoy indoor-outdoor seating across from Fred Meyer at 1325 Center Drive in Medford. That's Artisan Bakery Cafe.
The big three-day meat sale is this Friday through Sunday at your local Ray's Food Place. Stock up your freezer with beef, chicken, and pork, including these specials. St. Helens ground beef, 73% lean, sold in a three-pound roll, only $2.99 a pound. Whole boneless beef ribeye, just $7.99 a pound. Value pack boneless skinless chicken breasts, $2.39 a pound. These and many other specials this Friday through Sunday at your local Ray's Food Place. Proud to be your local employee-owned grocery store. It's time to run to Ray's.
It's time for the 42nd Annual Southern Oregon Home Show. Anything and everything for your home and property. Coming this May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Jackson County Expo. Lots of exhibitors, talk to the experts face-to-face. If you want it, we've got it. Brought to you by the Builders Association Southern Oregon, providing education, advocacy, and policy support for the building industry in our community. See you at the Expo May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Learn more at our website, buildso.com.
Every session in Salem creates new bureaucracy, new agencies, and more state employees, all paid for by Oregon's taxpayers.
The continuous bureaucratic expansion is as bad as the egregious bills we all hear about. As your senator, I will be a no vote on all bad legislation.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
Johnson Builders will be at the Southern Oregon Home Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they're looking forward to talking to you about your property and the building you need. Garages, shops, barns, residential, there's no limit with Johnson Builders' affordable post and frame construction expertise. So stop by the Johnson Builders booth at the Home Show and talk to the custom engineered building experts about all of the possibilities at special Home Show pricing. Visit Johnson.Builders and give them a call.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, is the sponsor of the email of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by them. Central Point Family Dentistry is right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. Crowns while you wait. They have an in-house lab. Good stuff. And I have so many. I'll get to more of them tomorrow. The day just kind of ran away from me, but we'll do more on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. And Bonnie ends up writing, Bill, about Mark Seligman. Well, give the man credit for being open to engage with you. He's braver than most lefties, and I really respect that. But he is all for enablement rather than addressing the government-imposed policies and actions, which are what are making everything cost more. He wants taxpayers to make up the difference. He needs to embrace personal responsibility for us all. Welcome to May, Bill. Thank you very much, Bonnie. The email, Bill, at Bill Myers Show tomorrow. BillMyersShow.com.
This is Bicoastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
And we'll talk tomorrow. That's what I was going to say. There we go.